This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What does a person do if he gets lazy concerning Salat al-Taraweeh? Listen, my brothers and sisters in Islam, listen. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to Abdullah ibn Abi Qais radiallahu anhu, she said to him, لا تدع قيام الليل. Do not leave out the night prayers whatsoever. Don't. فإن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لا يدعه. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never, ever, ever left off and gave up the night prayers. Never. وَكَانَ إِذَا مَرِضَ أَوْ كَسَلْ صَلَّى قَاعِدًا. And if he was ever to be sick during the night, or he became tired, he would pray the night prayer sitting. Allahu Akbar. There's no excuse for anyone to abandon the night prayer, especially in Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he got sick or he was tired, he did not give up the prayer at night. He did not give it up. He would find a chair for himself, or he would sit on the floor and continue praying the night prayer. So if you experience a moment of laziness concerning Salat al-Taraweeh, you don't want to pray it, you got lazy, you don't find motivation, ya akhi, my sister, my brother, don't leave off the prayer. Pray it even if you sat down. Pray it sitting. You will earn, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, you'll earn the reward of the one who prayed the night prayers of Ramadan, so that he can earn its reward of forgiveness of sins and those plenty of rewards that we mentioned. And as you pray Salat al-Taraweeh, motivate yourself. Motivate yourself. How? Remind yourself that the prayer is the best deed to Allah Azza wa Jal. The most beloved deed to Allah Azza wa Jal, as in the hadith, is as-salat fi waqtiha, in its time. You know? And be certain as you're praying, be certain. And tell yourself, convince yourself, Allah, there is nothing that you could be doing right now that is better than what you're doing at the moment when you're praying. Tell yourself this. It's a powerful statement and a concept, Allah. As you pray, remind yourself, Wallahi, there is nothing better you could be doing than what you are doing right now in Salat. What is it as you pray? What do you want to do? What is it? Why do you want to leave the prayer? Why? What is it? What are you going to do that's better than what you're doing right now? Nothing. Nothing, Wallahi, even if you were to be given a suitcase of gold, going to pick that up won't be better than what you are doing right now as you're standing and praying. So once you know this, you relax. And you know, you actually would be grateful for this moment. You would say, Alhamdulillah. And you would appreciate the blessing that Allah Azza wa Jal gave you the strength and the ability and allowed you to be one of a few servants around the world to be standing and doing the most beloved thing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. What an honor. Wallahi, if you are lazy and you remind yourself of what I just told you, your iman would spike in the roof. It would spike through the roof. And all of a sudden, you'll find this energy and motivation to continue praying. And you would wish, wallahi, this is the moment that if I was to die in this moment, would be the best moment in my life, because I'm doing the most beloved deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.